Welcome to hour number four of Rosie on the House, your four-hour weekly Saturday morning radio program for Arizona homeowners. If the topic of water treatment wasn't enough for one broadcast, you had to line up the registered contractors as well. The two topics that, that no fault of anyone in the studio, always generate a lot of interesting feedback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, welcome for joining us here. Come on in. Thank you for joining me at my house, Rosie on the House, where you regular listeners know that it's my goal and objective every single Saturday morning to work real hard to become your best friend. We work to become your best friend by bringing you information that we have researched and directed and sought at and weeded out the bad and bring in the good. And this morning, we're going to come in and we're going to actually ask for assistance in accomplishing that goal from the director of the Arizona Register of Contractors. Coming up on your one-year anniversary, Director Jeff Fleetum. Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me here, Rosie and Romy. Thanks for having me here. It's great.
And let's talk a little bit about the history of the Registrar of Contractors.
Okay. Well, the Registrar of Contractors was founded by state statute in 1931. Its mission is to promote quality construction by Arizona contractors through a licensing and regulatory system. It's designed to protect the health and safety and welfare of the public. That includes everybody, including contractors.
That's right.
We make sure that those qualified wanting to work in the industry are also provided a legal means to do so.
Okay. You're a licensing process where if I want to be a plumber, I have to take a written test to verify my experience. Mm-hmm. I have to prove a work history experience in that industry.
Yes, sir.
Y'all then approve them as being licensed and capable. Then they have to go out and get bonded and insured before they're legally liable, legally able to advertise themselves as a licensed contractor.
Right. They need to have a bond. The Arizona or statute does not require that someone be insured,
okay,
but they must have a bond.
Okay.
So
right.
It is interesting.
All right. I didn't know that. Okay. But you always hear licensed, bonded, and insured.
Right.
Okay. So you're here. You're like an extra layer of protection for all Arizona homeowners. That many states, they don't have that extra layer of protection.
Yes, you're right, Rosie. Many states, I'm not sure what the number is exactly, but not quite half of the states in the country don't have something like us. Many of the states will have that do have something like the Register of Contractors. They're a board that is actually governed and regulated by contractors. The Arizona State Register of Contractors is not such a board.
It's independent of the actual.
It's independent. Yes, it is a cabinet position within the governor's.
And then even an additional layer that we have in Arizona, that even a lot of states that have some kind of regulatory board, they don't have what we have in that we have the recovery fund.
Yes, that's a great thing for both homeowners that have suffered a loss that they can't get taken care of by the contractor. And also during the crash, there were some contractors who unfortunately were really hurt badly and couldn't take care of them, but homeowners were able to take care of it.
Right.
Up to $30,000 maximum per a residence and or $200,000 total for a license on the contractor's license.
And that's only if you sign a contract with a licensed contractor.
Yes, with
you
a license.
You only get that extra little insurance coverage with a licensed contractor.
Licensed contractors, not an unlicensed entity.
Okay.
And the way a person would check that before doing a contract is check our website, www.azroc.gov, or call our office. Make sure that you're doing business with the person that's on the business card.
That's
and
been
just
a problem.
Due diligence, absolutely.
Through this last, what are we calling it? The Great Recession.
The Great Recession.
The last 7 or 8 years of the
right.
Great Recession.
But unlicensed entities have been active in the state of Arizona forever.
Yes.
Well, I shouldn't say maybe forever, but for years and years and years, big cases with what we call travelers in the 70s.
Yeah.
And they still are here typically with specific roofing scams, pavement scams, that type of thing.
Well, you know, the recovery fund got exercised pretty hard the last 7 or 8 years. But, when a contractor goes out of business, it's not always a bad guy. We lost a lot of very good guys and gals in the last 7 or 8 years.
Absolutely.
I tell people 2013 was probably the hardest, ugliest, meanest year of my life. It just seemed like a lot of good guys had reached the end of their rope and couldn't hang on one inch longer. And the recovery fund actually allowed the homeowners to be protected from being financially hurt in that situation.
Yes. I was just saying, or guys that were close enough to retirement anyway, they kind of saw what was coming and they said, well,
sure.
Now, this is just going to force me into early retirement.
Right. Well, 99% of contractors are great guys. Men and women. It's not just men.
It's a very interesting statistic how many licensed contractors ever receive any complaints.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we have about 38,000 licensed contractors in the state of Arizona. During the
heyday,
the boom, it was about 60-some thousand. So, but the complaint process, if you look at it, for instance, my family's business, we're licensed since 1959. Never had a complaint. And that's not unlike most contractors. And when we look at the total complaints the ROC may have, it doesn't – people might see the total number of complaints. It may be one bad actor may have 10.
Yeah.
So it's really a small portion. And even a contractor that may get a complaint filed with us, it doesn't mean that they're a bad person necessarily. It may mean that a process went wrong. It may mean there's a disagreement between them and the homeowner that can be resolved another way. You know, it could be a disagreement or a misunderstanding. So,
yeah. Well, you know, now that we're coming back out of this severe, I mean, we've gone from 60,000 contractors to 38,000. We've gone from 60,000 permits a year to 18,000 permits a year. We're crawling back out of this hole.
Right.
Out of my 150 certified ROSI contractors across the state, I don't know any of them that aren't looking for help. The labor shortage is like I've never seen it before.
Right. It's they're in the construction industry as a whole, and that would be from all the way from your laborers to your project managers, even to your building officials. There's a generation gap. And that's not just here in Arizona. That's in the entire United States. We notice it here more because construction is a much bigger part of our economy. But it's a national problem, and there's a variety of different reasons for it. One is we built the industry up with employees to a great level when we were in 2008, and then when it crashed. People had to earn a living, so they left to find something else. It may be that the guy that was a carpenter at that time is now working, went back to school, and now he's a computer technician. Right. Those type of things. And so, to bring people back in, that's one thing. It's a multifaceted problem, and the way we're going to solve it is going to be multi-point operation.
Well, it's going to have to be, and I tell folks my age all the time, look, if you've got a niece or a nephew or a grandchild that's looking for a career choice, if you like to work with your hands and you like to be outside, the construction industry is going to be a great place to make a very good living in Arizona for a long time to come.
Absolutely. And you can get to a level where you can make in the mid five figures without having an $80,000 college debt as well. So some of the things we're doing, Rosie and Romy and listeners, is the ROC is working in conjunction with the governor's office. We've put together a construction skilled labor task force or group or work
that
group or whatever you want to consider it.
Okay.
And so we're tackling it from several different ways. One of the things that we're doing is we're working with the Department of Economic Security, who happens to have a little over 4,000 people on their rolls, unemployment rolls, that list construction as their skills.
Okay.
So we're gonna work with DES, and DES has been really great on this, and also with some skilled root cause analysis, and we're gonna bring people in and find out why they're not working. Why aren't they working? Is it maybe they're injured? Maybe it's transportation. Maybe it's not getting paid enough. A variety of different things we're going to find. That's one thing we're going to do. Another thing we're doing is we're going to be working with other agencies in the state and develop, you might call it an ad program. There's nothing greater in the construction industry than if you're working in the winter here versus working in the winter in Boston.
Oh,
so Duluth. There's no need to wear the insulated Carhartts.
Yeah.
Plus
with,
the
with
others.
The battery heaters
with
in them.
With the battery heaters in them.
Battery heaters?
Battery heated jackets and nail aprons.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then not being able to work.
Yeah.
See, because in Arizona, for those of you listening, if you have friends and family outside of the state of Arizona that can't find construction work, come on down. We got it here.
We tell them to send them a subscription to Arizona Highways.
Absolutely. Or look at our tourism office.
Yeah.
Those pictures are real of people sitting around a swimming pool this time of the year. Not only that, we've got affordable housing here. We've got great opportunity here. This is a great state. We're open for business here, and we want to bring the people here to help build our state. You need a construction job, come to state Arizona.
When I was in high school back in the 70s, I actually got bused to the old Scottsdale High School that had a vocational training center in it, and I learned mixing mortar, pouring concrete, laying block, nailing studs, hanging sheetrock, taping, painting. How many different institutions do we have like that? That's going to be something I want to talk about right after this break. How are we going to get these kids educated? Because we don't have the apprenticeship programs that some other states have. We don't have this. We don't have the strong union presence here that some states have. And I'm not going one way or another if that's good or bad. But we got to get these kids properly trained to come into the trades. And I want to talk maybe about some of your ideas on that right after this.
Will do.
All right.